Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Longtime Pirates insider turned columnist and fan host Jason Mackey, our guest right now on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Jason, what did you make of this Mark Feinsand piece on Paul Skeens? I mean, well-researched. He talked to GMs and team presidents about it.
Yeah, no, I thought it's very interesting. It opened my eyes to some things. I was listening to the show open. I thought you guys did a great job tackling it. The only issue that I have with it is I don't think that what Feinsand is positing, I think it was one AL team president, you know, laying out the return from Boston. I don't think there's any way of that happening. That is so much. That is such an immense trade.
Would you make that trade?
I would. Yeah. I would. I just don't think that's ever going to happen.
How would you sell that trade? Like, let's say it did happen and it was like the shock, the blockbuster trade, one of the biggest of all time. If you're Travis Williams and Bob Nutting, how do you sell that trade to your fans?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you say that we have to look at ways to make our team better, and this makes our team better more frequently than a guy who pitches once every 5 days. It's going to be a tough sell. I mean, people are going to be mad, but if you can actually juice some offense out of this team, do it. I mean, to be fair, I don't like the idea of trading Paul Skeens. I'm fundamentally against it.
Well, that's why Chris said it's a very depressing topic. I almost said depressing. I don't know why I put it that way. But it is.
I mean,
how are we here 33 starts into his career, and he's got a 2.12 ERA in that time, Jason? How are we already not at the point where we're like humoring this, but it's getting brought up because things are so bad for the major league club independent of Skeens that it doesn't come off as like this cockamamie pie-in-the-sky thought. It comes off as somewhat sober and realistic.
Because they've screwed up so much stuff around it, Chris. I mean, we should be talking about how do you best build around Paul Skeens? How do you add to this team? How do you make this team competitive? And one, they didn't do it this offseason. One of the reasons they didn't do it is because they thought they could small market their way to success. They've screwed that up. I don't like the idea of this GM making this trade, which I know you guys have talked about. I don't think this GM would wind up with anywhere near the trade return. And I don't think you can allow a GM who I don't think is going to be here next year. I don't think you can allow him to make this trade. I mean, they're not going to trade Paul Skeens, but that's why we're here, is that Ben Cherington and his staff have not done a good enough job supporting Paul Skeens, building things around him, adding talent to the team, etc. And it's a complete failure, but I don't think you answer that by making another trade, which would be perhaps the biggest trade in the franchise's history. I mean, maybe one of the biggest trades ever in baseball history if they would do this. You can't do that and let Cherington make the trade.
It would also be the thing you're not including there. It would be the most defeatist trade in baseball history, even though the return hypothetically would be really good. I can't remember there being a time in the modern era where a team would draft a player as good as Skeens and have him come up and be as good as Skeens has been, and this early in the guy's career, this early into the time of team control, deal him because they are so bad everywhere else. Like, that I think would be unprecedented, Jason.
The only saving grace there, and I agree with you, Chris, the only saving grace is if they could get that massive return back. Like, you could almost look at that massive return and find a reason that that makes sense. Where it breaks down for me, if they would trade Skeens, they're not getting that return. You heard Rosenthal say it. I mean, what if they would get two of those players, and then it's even more of a disaster? I mean, you would have to get this trade, and it would have to be such an overwhelming win. And those Red Sox players listed, they are kind of an overwhelming win. That's pretty good. What concerns me is when they don't get any of that and still make the trade. I'm still of the mind that they can build around this group. I know that's insane. But you have young pitching. If Jones was healthy, that would be great. But I mean, right now, Skeens, Bubba Chandler is going to be up here soon. Maybe Mitch Keller, Andrew Heaney, Braxton Ashcraft, Mike Burrows. I don't know. I mean, they have some pitching here. They should be able to figure out the offense and make enough moves to add some semblance of run support in front of this guy. It's just with this front office, the way they're currently doing something, I don't have any confidence.
On that note about the front office, just like we've seen things change since Shelton left, the way that Kelly manages some of the things in game that are obviously different than before, just because Cherington is still here, do you think other people within the organization will take on a bigger role for the trade deadline and the draft, Jason? And if so, who do you think those guys might be?
I mean, I'm not, how do I say this? I don't think it's a guarantee that Ben's here. It might be an interim GM. I don't think they're going to strip Ben of his responsibilities if he's here. I think you might see some people do some things differently. Maybe that's Kevin Graves, Steve Sanders, two of the assistants there. You might see them take on a little bit of a greater role. I think they've undergone a lot of shuffling in the front office in terms of like pro scouting and pro evaluation and that sort of stuff. So, I mean, people are going to be doing things differently there. I just don't understand how you can look at his trade deadline deals. They're not good. They're not good at all. I don't know how you're in the situation that they're in. There's zero job security for Cherington. I don't understand allowing him to go through another draft, and I don't understand allowing him to execute another trade deadline. Like, I would be looking at other people. I'd be looking at interim people or even a caretaker GM to execute this stuff.
Jason, I'm only laughing because Pony and I had a literal race during that answer to see who could get your quote out there tagged quicker with, I don't think it's a guarantee Ben Cherington's
here. Did I beat you?
No, you did not.
Damn it.
I said, I don't think it's a guarantee that Ben Cherington's here. And then he and I both had to put in brackets at the trade deadline. So that was what slowed us down here, Jason.
It's all right. I said it.
No, I know. And I respect that you don't mind that we put it out there.
Wait, Jason, as a complete aside to this, when are you playing in this baseball game with Harry Callis? Is that this weekend?
When no, I think it's in 2 weeks. It's like June 7th.
Have you
or something
trained
like
for
that.
It?
No, I'm
you gotta
very
get the arm loose,
this.
Man. We don't want to see a shoulder injury.
Are you
going
to face Callis where he digs in against you? Because I would actually pay to see that.
So I need to arrange. Callis works out like about 12:30 in Greentree, something like that. I need to find a day and a time to get out there and even
put one under
like,
his chin, Mackie.
Myself that
how
I'm
if he's
we...
crowding the plate like he's Bonds? Put one right
Donnie,
under his chin.
How has content king Craig Riley not gotten a video guy out there to record Callis going through his baseball prep for this wild thing?
Playing Pepper with Seth in promotions.
I know. Yeah. I got to face Callis before doing this, man. I don't want to hit Callis. I certainly don't.
What was the hardest you threw at any point in your life?
I think he said 97. Oh, 85.
Not 97.
97?
Not 80.
He'd probably still be in somebody's minor league system right now or something like that.
All right, Jason.
I'm 41.
Good stuff, brother. We'll talk again soon.
All right, guys. Take care.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.